Good morning, Julian.
Good morning.
This morning, you opened a new cycle kiosk opposite of the Newport Ouse.
Yes, this is something we've dreamed about for a long time and planned for some years to do this, and finally a donation came. So we've made this beautiful, very contemporary little kiosk here opposite Newport Ouse, and we're looking forward to serving the whole community and the community surrounding Oroville to look after their cycles, because our aim of this exercise is to promote cycling here.
And also, this service is going to be more or less free for, at least for Orovillians, I believe, or for everybody?
The essential service is free for everyone, which would be air and punctures. They will be free. We have to generate enough money here to pay this mechanic, which is a lot. So we will be doing sort of basic repair work on cycles, which we will charge for.
For the material, probably.
For the material and the labour, because just the real world is unforgivable, so we need to... But we want to just be here for people so they can finally fix their cycles and get off their mopeds and motorcycles.
And also, amongst the line, I also read that it's going to be at a spot where especially the kids can learn how to maintain their cycles, right?
That's right. Once a month, we have a team of Glenn, Andre and Dominique and probably other people who know a lot about cycles. They'll come, we'll do maybe a half-day workshop on the Saturday to train people how to just a basic maintenance of their own cycles, learn how to fix a puncture, adjust the chain, keep it clean. And then we're not really needed for that after a while. So that should be once a month once we get rolling.
And it would be open every day or how?
The kiosk will be open 9 to 5, Monday to Saturday.
So which means at least one or two person are always here, yeah?
Well, we have the mechanic. There'll be one person here always. And then... When, Glenn and Andre, they've offered to try to maintain the more complicated cycles, ones with 24 gears, because this man doesn't know how to do that work, but they will be progressively training him to learn how to do all that work also.
He used to work in Aubrey, yeah? I think so.
He's been working with Kanyapana Puncture Service, and he seems to know what he's doing. So we're looking forward to this great adventure.
For today, you prepare something special because today is the first day, yeah?
Well, the special thing is we're here, and Glenn, Andre and Dominic will be here today to look after any complex cycles, also to be seeing what his knowledge base is to help him train right from the start.
So he can maintain... From then on, onwards.
Yeah. Okay. So, because they're very overworked.
Julian, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Good morning, B. What do you think about this kiosk?
I think it's a fantastic thing. I think we should have done it, of course, 20 years ago, but I'm glad it's here, and I'm so
because
thankful to Jillian,
yeah?
And Chris and Isha and all the people who worked on it. It's so good that there is this initiative in the community to do things that are needed, because our planning bodies, unfortunately, don't get down to this level where the things we need actually happen. And it's driven by the individuals. And the cycle thing for Oroville is crucial. We talk about an eco-city, and we're getting more and more cars and more dust and more problems.
And more big bikes.
Exactly. So this is a super example of some great thing that has happened. And I'm so happy myself. I mean, not just because I'm a cyclist, but because for Oroville. I mean, it promotes what we need to promote. And I mean, we spend lakhs of rupees on the roads, which is fine, but we don't spend a near proportion on the cycle paths and on improving the infrastructure for people to live comfortably in community. And rather, because the conventional thing is too easy and people do it, and then it isolates and it creates all the problems we already have in the world. So, my God, this is a wonderful day. I'm so happy.
And nice colors, yeah? Yes. So you like the structure?
I love this little hut. Yeah. It's beautiful. I think we should call it psychological. It's psychological perfection.
Are you going to be working with them, or are you?
I will work with them any time that I can. I am 100% supporting all of this movement, and I'm so happy that they have done it.
Thank you, B.
Thank you.